Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, and I know you got a little bit of a cold, so we're going to take it easy on you today. Try to make it through this.
If I sound a little raspy, that's why.
Yeah. Well, we'll be all right. We'll make it through it, and we're going to start with the cover story. And some retailers think that the consumer has a cold, too.
Yeah, you know, in June, nationally, retail sales were up, but only a little bit. Economists were hoping they'd be up more. And actually, when you take out things like automobile sales are finally doing well, and that helped pull the number up. But other things, the overall retail spending, it seems to be down some. You know, autos, gasoline, and building supplies all were up, but those are volatile, too. They can go up and down. So they're saying that the core retail sales is what they call it, rose just like 0.15%, which is the weakest gain since January. And here we are in the summer when, you know, usually retail sales are doing pretty well. People are buying summer stuff. We're almost into back to school. You know, people start in the summer buying some back to school, saving up on that sort of stuff. So, you know, so there's a little bit of a worry that this is a sign that the economy just is creaking still a little bit, not exactly booming ahead just yet. But so I decided to talk to our local retailers and see what the thing was with our local stores and local business owners. And it's the same thing, mixed. I talked to one gentleman who owns a hardware store, and he said, you know, June, the spring was really good for him, but ever since June, you know, he'll have two good days and then three bad days, and, you know, up, down, and up, down, all around. It's just, it's really hard to put his finger on. So he said, so far, summer's been really mixed, and obviously he'd like it a little bit better. I talked to some of our clothing shops, and they're sort of saying the same thing. And, you know, summer sometimes is a little bit down anyway because some people are leaving town for vacations and it's hot and they're not going out and walking and shopping as much and everything. But this year it's just sort of, you know, they all were being positive, saying we expect it here to pick up again a little bit. And things aren't bad. You know, it's not like they're saying, oh, my gosh, things are horrible, we're falling off the face of the earth. But it's just not booming, you know, and everybody was hoping that finally, you know, we're getting so tired of this. The recession is how far in our rearview mirror. We're hoping to finally get some more of a booming economy again, and it's just not happening yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. I think that's really the narrative, is that it's the recovery that doesn't really feel like a recovery. And, you know, savings rates are up. So this is a positive thing because folks, of course, part of our big problem in our economy went into such massive debt. And for many people, they didn't have any kind of savings to pull them out if they fell into trouble, lost a job. So they end up, it becomes a cascading effect, losing the house, losing the car, if you have a car loan. Just a lot of problems. So I guess this is the silver lining, if there is one, is that maybe the consumer, while not back in 100% here, part of it is being a little more responsible, because experts, of course, all say, and it varies, some say 3 months, some say 6 months, some say a year even, I've heard.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to have some kind of a savings that will carry you through in the worst of situations, and we know the worst can happen.
Yeah, exactly. 3 months, 6 months, I have about 6 minutes worth of savings. Well, maybe it's not quite that bad, but it's hard to do. But that's also the dichotomy, is that it's good for people to save, but if they're saving, they're not necessarily pumping that money into the economy. So it's a little bit of a up and down type of thing with that. What's interesting with this is that a lot of the economists still expect the second half of the year to grow. They're not too troubled by it. And that's even with sequestration finally hitting and furloughs hitting. And, you know, we really don't know exactly how all that's going to be affecting the economy. But by and large, economists, and I talked to our local economist, Jim Peach, from over there at NMSU, and you know, he says you don't know, but they all sort of expect some growth. So,
all right. In the profile this week, you have a business owner who has a new business doing palliative care.
Yeah, Jim Clear is his name. He's someone who's from California originally, but he's been in Las Cruces since 1999, except for a couple years where he went out and did some training and other stuff in some other places. But a very interesting guy. He used to be in the Navy. He was a Navy corpsman. And I'm very interested in healthcare and that sort of stuff. And after the military, he got involved in helping veterans and that sort of stuff. And he finally went to, he studied massage therapy. And palliative care, if I define it right, is helping people with pain management, stress management, that sort of stuff, through things like therapeutic massage and that sort of thing. And he's opened up right here in town his own little center, and integrative and palliative care. And it's over at 141 Roadrunner Parkway, Suite 226, and that's upstairs. And if you could picture where Japanese Kitchen is and the Steinborn building there off Roadrunner, it's in that plaza. And it's right near the Cancer Center of Las Cruces, too, which makes sense. And what they do is people with cancer or people who are cancer survivors or even people who have other long-term illnesses can find therapeutic massage, ways to relieve stress, ways to relieve pain. And that's what he does. And he also says he'll teach family members how to do it. That way, you can have it done at home and save yourself some money instead of always coming to him and that sort of thing. So it was a very interesting discussion with that gentleman.
I'm sure it was. In the What's New section this week, it's a little short, just one thing, but it is very good news. New life for an historic building in Mesilla, correct?
Yeah, 2402 Avenida de Mesilla. You might notice there's this building. The owner calls it the White House because it's his house and it's painted mostly white. But it's just up the road from Palacios Bar. And that's the lady who owns it, who also owns Palacios Bar, Valia Chavez. And this is a building that's been in her family for many, many years. It dates back to 1912 itself and has been a house all this time and is now a historic building. But she, her aunt lived in it until her aunt passed away, and she was able to get ownership of it. And she spent basically about 2.5 years renovating the place. It needed a lot of work. Some walls need to be taken out and all that sort of stuff. And so now she's turned it into, it looks really nice. I got a chance to walk around in it. And she's made it into commercial space. There's five potential spaces inside, four downstairs and one upstairs. And she'd like to see maybe like a dress shop or a galleria or a jewelry store or something, you know, something that would fit with Mesilla and go in down there. So it's a neat story that she's taken this historic building and renovated it. It looks really nice.
All right. Well, good luck to her. And the Babbling Brook this week, you are musing on the possibility that we could see something that everyone used to have and now fewer people are having, a watch.
Well, yes, so-called experts have been, predicting the demise of the watch for a long time because you have your cell phone, and in the house you have your cable box and your microwave and your stove, and everything has time on it anymore.
Yeah.
So why need a watch? But actually, watch sales have gone up a little bit, and now we're coming up on Apple has trademarked the name iWatch and is hiring people to try to develop such a thing. And I don't know what all that would entail, but Samsung and Microsoft, too, are allegedly working on their own similar sort of a smartwatch idea, which is kind of hard to picture a smartwatch. I don't know how you would get enough information on such a little area. But that's where they're going in that direction. It'll be very interesting to see what that's like.
Got to have the good eyesight for that. All right.
Yeah, really.
Brooke Stockberger is the business editor at the Las Cruces Sun News. Those stories and more in today's paper. He's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.